The U.S. is ready for a takeoff. That's the word from President Biden, who laid out his proposal for boosting the economy during an address last night to a joint session of Congress. That includes his infrastructure plan, which calls for spending a whopping $2.3 trillion on everything from roads and bridges to broadband internet. Some of that funding could come to California's sputtering high-speed rail project. The bullet train was supposed to be up and running by now, whisking passengers between L.A. and San Francisco in less than 3 hours. But contractors are still struggling to build the first leg, and cost overruns and political haggling have been threatening the future of the project. In this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California, we ask commentator Joe Matthews if President Biden should save the bullet train. Is it worth saving?
It may not be, but I think the argument would be is that because everyone's kind of given up on it, including the governor, state legislative leaders, much of the public, it's lower risk politically than you think. If he could save this project and get it on a better path, that would be an enormous statement, not just, you know, giving California high-speed rail, but a statement to the country and the world about the seriousness of his actually building places. And also, peculiarly in the California situation, he has a lot of power, an unusual amount of power and leverage because of how badly California has managed this thing, that if he uses it, he, I think, effectively could take control of the project himself.
A lot of the initial arguments for building the bullet train were that it would help connect the state and that it would cut down on traffic, and it would also help the environment because it's more fuel efficient than flying and driving. Is all of this as relevant now, though, after the pandemic? I mean, now that we're all pros at Zoom, will people still be wanting to zip up to San Francisco for the day for a meeting?
I think there'll be some of that, maybe less of it. But I think one of the big arguments for it, and certainly the argument should appeal to President Biden, is the notion of reviving and connecting the middle of the state to the rest of the state. And those connections could have all kinds of economic, social, cultural, and environmental benefits, particularly the San Joaquin Valley and how it connects to LA and San Francisco. But this is a guy who's trying to do better by people in places who are poor. That's a real focus of the United States right now. And then I think the other case is just that a state and a country that says it's a world leader should have the best and most advanced infrastructure. That's why this should be a really good project, and it's worth spending a lot of money on it.
You argue that the flaws aren't so much with the project itself, but how it's being managed. Where should the White House start if it wants to fix it?
Well, I think what Biden should do is say, if you want this money and any money in the future to do this, you're going to essentially do what I say in the project. The governor and legislature are going to replace the very weak board, take out the CEO, Brian Kelly, who's done very poorly, hasn't, you know, a series of poor management that's been unable to assemble the land, even in the Central Valley for it, to manage construction well. Then you offer money when you get real progress. That's the way to do it. If this thing is going to be saved, it's going to take Joe Biden to essentially bring some really tough love and new management to this project. I think there's also just general history and wisdom that, I mean, California talks a big game about doing things itself, but a lot of our bigger projects, the highways, the freeways, the aqueducts, the signature infrastructure of the state, never would have happened without federal management, money, or both.
I can already hear the screaming and complaints, though, from some folks who are going to say, you know, Uncle Sam is barging in on the state's territory. He should just mind his own business, give us the money we need, and let us implement it.
That's just not worked. And the state has big dreams and big ambitions, but has been just awful at managing big projects. Biden, at very least, by intervening, can call the question and say, California, are you actually serious about having a high-speed rail, or are you just going to keep spinning your wheels? And if the answer is spinning your wheels, then Biden should take our money, essentially shut the project down when he takes the federal money, and let us clean up this mess of ours. I mean, I think he should take a really, really hard line with Californians. There's nothing to trust about our state when it comes to the basics of management. And if you argue otherwise, I would tell you, you know, sure, you got an unemployment check in the mail coming your way.
Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He'll be back next week. And you are listening to KCRW.